is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The NATO summit wraps up today in Washington, D.C. World leaders, including President Biden, meeting as the president battles growing calls for him to step aside in the presidential race. Vermont's Peter Welch, the first Democratic senator, now calling for Biden to drop out, joining 10 House Democrats. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Even Nancy Pelosi, the powerful former Speaker of the House, is sending a strong signal that Democrats are still very much divided. Pelosi going public, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
The president will hold a solo press conference following the NATO summit later today. In New Mexico, testimony continuing in the Alec Baldwin Rust trial. The actor has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the fatal onset shooting of the movie cinematographer in 2021. Word today, actress Shelley Duvall has died. She's best known for her roles in The Shining, as well as Annie Hall and Popeye. Shelley Duvall was 75. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races in battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Mississippi River continues to fall after weeks of flooding, now down about 2 feet from its crest last week. In La Crosse, the river dropped to minor flood stage this morning just after midnight. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage entirely this weekend at La Crosse, with a river flood warning in place through next Monday morning. Flood warnings are still up for the next couple of days in other parts of the Mississippi, with the main flooding concerns along the river now south of Wisconsin. Tonight, the La Crosse City Council will take up a proposed ordinance to limit camping on city property. After a committee voted against recommending it, the full city council takes up the measure that would place a 12-hour limit on camping on city-owned property. Camping is already banned in several public places. Advocates include law enforcement and Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who says the ordinance will save the city money on clearing out established encampments. Opponents say it negatively affects the city's homeless population. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers. Man home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air, left field, hit well. It is up and it is gone. Just inside the foul pole. Willie Adames with a three-run home run. Extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
Myers on the Brewers' defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're amazing.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With a high-pressure system overhead, we have bright, beautiful blue skies today alongside calm winds. There's only a teeny tiny small shot of a few showers sprinkling in this afternoon. Enjoy this summery, comfortable day with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Nepinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Eagle 1490 AM.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Lobo. It is Thursday, the 11th of July. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are live here at River Falls for the 50th annual River Falls Days here in the hometown of our co-host for the week, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. Trigvi, we made it.
I know, we did.
Oh, hang on. Put your mic on. There you go.
You didn't have me on.
I didn't have you on.
I'm not mic'd up. It is great to be home.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it is. Here we are in the...
Favorite place in the world, Todd.
Pardon?
72 countries, and I'm happiest right here.
That's the way it should be, right?
I know. Should be.
When you're
best people I have ever met or ever will.
We are here on the banks of the beautiful Kinnickinnick River.
Kinnickinnick.
If you want to go trout fishing
after, we can do that. Some of the best trout fishing
really?
In all of Wisconsin right there.
It's a beautiful, we have the river right behind us. We have beautiful flower baskets, the American flag. We have murals on the street here of the trout on the river right by a bike and
we got
walking
the party
path.
Starting just down the road.
The party is starting. We came in last night from our great day yesterday at Chippewa Falls, and we'll update you a little bit later on the what some people may have called a rigged event last night or yesterday afternoon at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair with Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi, and myself in the water cannon race. We'll tell you who won that a little bit later in the show. But right now, Trigvi, we have a very special guest joining us. We thank you for being our booking agent today here in your hometown. We are joined here at the table. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, he is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Russ Corporal. I'll get it right yet. You need some more coffee here, Russ. But thank you so much for your hospitality, and thank you for having the show in Civic Media here in River Falls.
No problem. We love talking about River Falls and what a great city it is. And frankly, getting under this shade tent from rather than putting up banners and fence is a nice little respite for 15, 20 minutes.
Well, again, just thank you so much because you allowed us to use your tent here right on the banks of the river. We didn't have to set up ours. You got us power. You got us all set up. You and your team could not be more hospitable. What an exciting weekend and a special mark being 50 years, the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, there's if you look around Wisconsin, there are a lot of summertime festivals and communities that have just recently had their 50th anniversary or it's coming up. Most of festivals like River Falls Days typically started out as a customer appreciation event for local retailers when all the retail was downtown. There wasn't the malls. And so everything was concentrated. And they did a lot of what the street sales, what we called, where I grew up in Ashland, Maxwell Street days.
Yep.
And they would take all their clearance items, put it on the street, and people would shop, and then maybe they have a street dance. And then those morphed into full weekend-long festivals. And that was the case for our event. It's been River Falls Days for 50 years, but for 20 years before that, it was street sales.
Yeah.
And you don't see many of the street sales anymore because society's changed. Our downtowns are much different looking with more service, less retail. And so, but it's fun to keep this tradition going in River Falls, where this community and people from the entire region come to celebrate what a great town it is to do business, keep pursue your career, live, visit. I always tell people, if I were given the opportunity by the good Lord to build a city from the ground up, I would not be as selfish as to build a River Falls. We have a beautiful UW campus.
Right.
We have a river that goes literally right through downtown. We are close to the Twin Cities for the economic engine that is. We have two technical colleges within one right here in town, one 20 miles away. Besides UW River Falls, we're just a short ways away from UW-Stout and UW-Eau Claire. And we're close to I-94. And so it's little wonder why this is one of the fastest growing areas of the state, and why we, along with the Fox Valley and the Madison area, is one of the economic engines of Wisconsin.
All those things you ticked off, as Trigby and I have traveled around Wisconsin, this is our second tour. We call it What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And all these things you ticked off are things we've heard in Chippewa Falls, Richland Center, Madison, New Glarus, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh. Great schools, great public schools, great universities, great technical colleges, entrepreneurs, small businesses, natural. I mean, these are the things that bind us together.
Yeah, all those things are true, along with some of the parts of our culture that maybe some of the rest of the country might find amusing. But, you know, we bind together over our brats and our cheese
right?
curds.
Yeah.
And our occasional beer. And our beer.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, we're hearty stock of a lot of Germans and Irish and Scandinavians, and we're hard workers, very pragmatic, no nonsense, full common sense type people. So as a state, we're blessed. Sounds like you've been to some of my favorite cities in Wisconsin. this is the fifth chamber I've led, and it's, with all due respect to the previous four chambers, one of which is my hometown, it is easily the easiest town to be a chamber director in. Extremely well managed, great city administration, and great support from all the institutions in the community, including UW River Falls and River Falls School District. Our city administrator and the entire city team is one of the most competent, pro-business, with an eye towards sustainability that I've ever seen. And as a result, people love coming to do business here. And why we've had about 1,000 new housing units built over the last year. And still could use a few more.
Yeah. What do you think, if I can interrupt, what do you think the key is? Because this is something else on more of a political or issue front that we hear all over Wisconsin, a housing crisis. But not every community has been able to do what you just said, build 1,000 new units like that. What do you think the key is that's made it different in River Falls to get that done?
I always say the market follows the money, and what Pierce County, St. Croix County, our general region, has an average household income of about $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you get up to where I grew up, and the average household income is around $40,000. And so developers, one, they see the demand. Ever since COVID, we have so many people that used to commute to the cities every day,
mm-hmm.
now stay home
yep.
and work. And we have this, the apartment units are being filled by young talent and senior citizens who are retiring, downsizing, and want to be closer to grandkids. And oftentimes those grandkids are in the Twin Cities because that's where mom and dad live. And they're here, they can get $1,500 to $2,000 a month for rents. And you go east of us, and then they're only going to get $7.50 to $12.50 a month for rents. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this perfect storm of the demand based on our economic engine that we are in Western Wisconsin, and where the developers know they can cash flow more easily than maybe some other parts of the state.
Trivi?
Yeah, I mean, I have said to you, Todd, every time we're driving around the state, like, if I could get back to River Falls, I would come back to River Falls, because it has all those things, and you have this unique confluence. You're close enough to the Twin Cities. If you want to go see Taylor Swift, she's going to be at the Target Center. If you want to take, you know, you got a college that's producing, you know, nurses, doctors, teachers, first class. You've got really good public schools. We're going to have a friend of mine on who's on the school board later today. And mostly you just have good people, you know. As you know, I was pretty excited last night to get back here and go out, have dinner with my buddies, drink a few too many drinks, some old fashions, and some beer, and I still made it home.
You still made the morning call time. You were there.
I did. I answered the bell. I did. I don't know about tonight, though, Russ, after we go down and hit the beer garden.
Well, what I'll tell you about River Falls days is over the last few years, back in the day, the music would go to 1:30 in the morning, and I don't know if you've been around at 1:30 in the morning recently, but nothing good happens at 1:30 in the morning.
Nothing good happened back then, Russ, at 1:30 so in the morning, as I proved.
We close down at 10:30. Mm-hmm. We sell as much beer as we would have if we went to 1:30. Yeah. And then the crowd then leaves our fest area and goes downtown to our brick-and-mortar bars and taverns, mm-hmm. who are way better equipped and trained to handle a crowd at 1 o'clock in the morning than we are as volunteers.
Yeah.
So, and we have some great places.
Johnny's, Emma's.
Johnny's, Emma's, Mel's.
Yeah.
Some classic Wisconsin dive bars that I would easily put in any dive bar book. But then we have our higher end places too, like Tattersall and Junior's and Swinging Bridge and West Wind Supper Club. So we're not quite Madison yet, but we're becoming a great little foodie cocktail town too.
Well, I was just
and you got Steve's Pizza.
And Steve's.
Steve's Pizza, literally Steve's Pizza is so good.
It is.
That when I turned 40 and when I turned 50, my sister went down, got half-baked Steve's Pizza, put them on dry ice, and had them FedExed to me.
Really?
Yeah. Including, yep, that is totally true. And I was so happy.
Yeah.
Because Steve's Pizza, it's Joe Montana's favorite pizza in the entire world. Remember?
I didn't know that.
Quarterback to ever play.
Yeah.
He says it's the best pizza in the world, too.
We lament about, I don't know when, I can't remember, Trick V, but it was like 15 years ago, the Kansas City Chiefs moved out, but they did their summer training camp here at UW-River Falls. And I've been talking, just imagine if Travis Kelce was in town.
Oh, my God.
Right.
We'd have to have the Taylor Swift watch going on, but they're not doing that anymore.
No, it's unfortunate. It really, really is. I hadn't thought about that, but that is totally true.
We are here in River Falls for the 50th annual River Falls Days here. We are talking, of course, with our ongoing co-host for the week, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Trevi Olson. This is his hometown. And also Russ Korpela, the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Russ, about a minute left, then we'll come back and talk about some fun. But one quick thing. I was here 20 years ago for a parade in my political life. Been a while since I've been back, and I just... the vibrancy of the downtown. And we don't see this in small and medium-sized towns around the state. Your downtown is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great mix of dining and other entertainment bars and restaurants, a great mix of service, and still a fair amount of retail. We're one of the thrift store capitals of Western Wisconsin.
We walked by that. Trevi said his family was there all the time.
Of the heart.
My nieces would love that. They're big thrifters.
And it does not hurt that we're right on, you know, we got a UW-River campus
right
in our downtown.
Stay with us. We'll come on back, talk to Russ Korpela here in River Falls, the 50th annual River Falls Days. Stay with us on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Home to River Falls for Trigley Olson here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show. We are live here on the Kinnickinnick River at the 50th annual River Falls Days, Trigley's hometown. You can go home again.
You can totally go home. I love that song.
And it is a great song, by the way. Nicely done, Mr. Zommer, is always on top of it with the magical fingers dialing up the perfect music there by request from a Trigby. It's a beautiful day here, by the way, and we're talking with Russ Korpela. He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Russ, let's run down a few of the things going on here if people are in the area. And for the we are a statewide show, and so maybe people down in Madison, Southwest Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Green Bay aren't quite sure where River Falls is. You could just head over on Highway 29 if you're in Green Bay or Wausau, or kind of go up the interstate to Eau Claire, and then it's just a hop, skip, and a jump about an hour due west to River Falls. We're closer to the Twin Cities, 15 miles away from the Mississippi River, more or less?
Yeah, less.
And so it's a beautiful part of the state. It's easy to get to. So if you want to take a trip this weekend, Russ, let's run down some of the great adventures people can expect at the 50th annual River Falls Days.
Well, and I appreciate you pointing out where we are. We regularly go down to Madison on some government advocacy trips, and some of it is just to remind the legislators where we are. Come join us. If not for this River Falls Days, for future River Falls Days. It is our 50th anniversary, so we have some great events going on, a couple additional events. The signature event for this event, though, is our parade on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There'll be about 10,000 people lining the parade route. Mm-hmm. What we always hear from parade units is they run out of candy within the first third of the parade. Veterans know you got to ration your candy throwing because you'll run out really quick.
Well, when I came into town last night, not to interrupt you, but there are already lawn chairs and blankets out for a seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
They've been out for some of them for a week.
Really?
It will be four or five people deep.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's
amazing.
It's
one of the best parades.
So we have lots of great live music as well. Tonight we're having an expanded Thursday night where we're going to try to take part of the Taylor Swift economy and have a Taylor Swift dance party.
That's great. I love that.
So we're expecting a lot of young ladies and their moms to party. And then we got
or girl dads. Like
girl dads.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the Dweebs, which is a great local regional band. And then we have going to go modernize the festival a little bit, and we have a 20 light laser light show that will go over the whole festival area.
Wow.
Once it gets dark, kind of a modern fireworks
thing.
Saturday, we have a booth fair, live music. We've got kids' activities, kids' fun run. We have a lumberjack show coming in for three performances. Just a great, and then many nonprofits throughout the community are doing their own things. There's just a lot of stuff to do on Saturday. Friday is the parade. And the parade, there'll be about 500 people in the fest area during the parade. As soon as that parade is done, it jumps to about 4,000 in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I bet.
And so it's a, whether you like country or rock, you like kids games, mm-hmm. you want to watch lumberjack show, fireworks, a laser, we have a little bit of something for all ages.
They still have the fireman's water fight?
That's still going on up by the fire hall.
Oh, my
hall.
God. It's, you know, what a fireman's
water
fight.
Oh, yeah. We used to have
is.
Marshall Center years ago.
So all these people yeah. streaming from around the country
yeah.
who don't know what a fireman's water fight is, they when you're a little kid, and I was at
yeah.
the first River Falls days, I was seven.
Right.
The fireman's water fight, we thought that was the coolest thing.
So people that don't know what it is, it's basically two telephone poles and it's a cable stretched across.
There's
and there's
a barrel
in the middle,
yeah.
a beer barrel in the middle on a whatever you want to call it. It moves back and forth.
Yeah, it's basically a tug of war with water
fire hoses. Right,
fire hoses. Yeah, and fire departments or inter departments, they go against each other yep. and who has the best aim and control of their hose, and then you have to get it across a certain mark and then that team wins. It's fantastic.
Sort of like what we participated in. We had a contest, Russ, it playing this water game at the carnival where you shoot and the thing goes
yep,
up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine went up about that much, maybe a quarter of an inch. Todd's all the way up. Todd won a giant stuffed animal.
I gave it to a kid.
He nice. Gave it to a kid. It was actually really nice. But
yeah.
that's what a fireman's water fight is.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Fireman's water fight is awesome.
So you got one of those here in River Falls. I mean, there's something for everybody, Russ.
Yeah, no, it's we don't have a carnival, and it's primarily we haven't been able to find a location because we're such a fast-growing town mm-hmm. that vacant lots are getting developed. And I love carnivals, but, you know, kids have new entertainment opportunities today that we didn't have when we were young.
Well, they could go an hour over to yeah. Over to the Northern Wisconsin yeah. State Fair if they want that.
Or Valley Fair yeah. and, you know, anytime they wanted to go. So, but we do have lots of kids activities. And what we always tell people is when you carnivals come in and you cost you $5 to have your kid ride on a two-minute ride,
right.
that's $50,000 or $60,000 yeah. that gets sucked out of town.
Yep.
And if you're doing kids' games and activities with local nonprofits, that money is staying right here. And speaking of money, the reality of an event like this is not possible without the generous support, as I'm looking at my
yep.
event guide here of 20, 30 different companies that have contributed money and for this year because of the 50th all-time high in sponsorships. And we're a city of festivals. We also produce as a chamber a Bluegrass Fest, Bacon Bash in the fall.
Oh, yeah, Bacon Bash.
And River Dazzle, which is our big holiday Christmas event.
When is Bacon Bash again?
It's the last weekend of September.
Last weekend?
Yep.
Odd. When are we going on the next one of these?
I think September.
I know.
I September.
So we end up asking our companies for sponsorships a lot. And a yep. couple things, every once in a while I'll say, Russ, that I can't do anymore.
Right.
But they are so generous. And, again, it's just part of the culture of this community,
yeah.
working together, supporting each other.
Off the text line here, we have a listener down in Madison today listening on WMDX. Carol from Madison says this. She says, quote, I'm an alum of UW River Falls, and I love my time here. Please have a beer at Emma's for me and a deep dish pizza at
Luigi's. Luigi's.
Yeah.
Actually, that is the thing. There's a Domino's where I worked when I was in college 1 year. But there are two local pizza places, Luigi's and Steve's. And it's really funny because they're both have fantastic pizza. But everybody who grew up here, you're either a Luigi's person or went to school here. You're a Luigi's person or you're a Steve's
and
person.
And
if
not you order the Luigi's deep dish, they yeah. tell you right on the menu, give yourself 45 minutes because it all takes right. a long time.
Yeah.
Russ, do you have to go out and do other stuff? Or is he sticking around with the other guy? Or what do you want to do here?
Well, no. Russ has got – we'll have Scoop on. And
all
then
right. Yeah.
Russ
right.
I know, Russ, you got a lot of stuff
right.
to do. Russ has got a really cool – machine that he's driving stuff.
Yeah, around. He does. All right, Russ Korpela, CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your hospitality, and congratulations on a great 50th anniversary here. It's off to a great start today.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming awesome. To visit us and talking about River Falls. We're really proud of the community, and we're proud of what our economy does for the whole state.
Yeah.
It's a great place to live, work, and play.
Andrew in Maine says, we just used a volleyball on the cable. We played water ball. West Coasters didn't have as many empty barrels, I guess. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Trivi. Stay tuned. More River Falls great folks join us at the table. We're here in beautiful River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days on the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
After a wet start to the summer, you can expect flies on the farm. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Dr. Scott Pertzborn joins us. He's one of the owners at the Lodi Veterinary Clinic specializing in cattle. He says flies need moisture to breed, and he has strategies to mitigate the fly population on the farm. He says it all starts by examining where the flies are coming from.
When you think of flies, you got to think of where they're breeding. Okay, where are they coming from? So the traditional areas we think of, one is calf hutches, if you've got an organic bedding source in there, like straw. And if that calf's been in there a month or so, that's a great place for flies to breed. Also, the old bedding packs, as heifers are growing up, is a great place. Any place there's a decaying organic matter is great for fly populations.
Dr. Scott Pertzborn is one of the owners at Lodi Veterinary Care, specializing in livestock. You can find the full conversation at MidwestFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Taking a look at your farm news on a Thursday, more than half of Wisconsin banks are predicting more of the same in 2024 when it comes to the state of the economy and inflation. The latest survey by the Wisconsin Bankers Association shows that nearly 80% of bank CEOs rate the economic health as good to excellent. Economic bright spots in the survey are that people are spending more money and there's strong employment. Concerns lie in the state's agriculture sector. Banks are worried about lower grain and dairy prices for farmers. You can find the entire survey at MidwestFarmReport.com. A reminder that more specialty crop growers are eligible for some food safety assistance. USDA has expanded eligibility for farms to apply for money to either get or renew a food safety certification. Contact your local USDA service center. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With a high-pressure system overhead, we have bright, beautiful blue skies today alongside calm winds. There's only a teeny tiny small shot of a few showers sprinkling in this afternoon. Enjoy this summery, comfortable day with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to tie a bow on all the final rulings from the Supreme Court and what it signals could happen next year after an election.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Sunlight fall down on the fields. Sunlight fall down on the fields.
can say, words only say.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartwell Show, here live from beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin. We are at the 50th annual River Falls Days. It is a beautiful day here along the Kinnickinnick River and Trigvi Olsen's hometown. We've been wanting to do this for quite some time, and Trigvi, we have made it. It is a beautiful day. As one of our friends likes to say, well, Lee Sherman-Dreyfuss was talking about the southwest part of the state. Well, let's extend it up this. It's God's country. It's the 23rd Psalm place up here. 100%. Oops, sorry about it. There you go. Good.
100%. As I keep saying, best place in the world. And now you got two people that I've known my entire life, two of the best people that I know in the world.
Well, that's fantastic.
One of whom is Citizen of the Year, and the other one, he's like Citizen of the Year Emeritus, I think. Aren't you, Mike?
Right.
Yeah.
So, Mike Miller, you're going to join us first here.
Yeah.
Mike, appreciate you coming on. Now, were you part of the party that was hanging out with Trigvi last night?
I was, yes.
I heard that the people were sworn to secrecy. There were non-disclosure agreements having to be signed, that sort of thing. But you had a good time.
We had a great time, yeah.
That's true.
Big steak.
It's always great I'm from Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, and I know how much I love going back there whenever I can. When Trigvi and I travel around, he's been saying, I want to get back to River Falls because I went across the St. Croix River, I know I'm home, and I just can relax and be myself. I think we all need that place, and here in River Falls, I haven't been here in 20 years. And the downtown is vibrant. It's naturally beautiful. You got the river. As a resident here, what does it mean to you when someone says, tell me about where you're from? What do you tell people?
Right. Well, I think we kind of have some pretty interesting characteristics. We are a university town. We have the university here that offers a lot. We're within half an hour of a major metropolitan area. We have the feel of a small town. You get some of that feel that we have in some of these smaller communities around the state, but we have some advantages with the university and being so close to a major metropolitan area with the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things, as you know, Scoop, oops, sorry, as you know, Mike, sorry, I'm going to do that over and over again. So one of the things that you and Katie, your wife, chose to do is come home and raise your kids here because of the kind of life you and I have been friends. Todd was asking me this on the way up. He's like, how long have you known Mike? Like, Mike and I have been friends since Miss Kelly's first grade class, if not longer, right?
Yep.
And I get that. Talk a little bit about, like, that decision, you know? You decided to do that.
Right.
You came back here. You started a small business. Like, you've been a huge success.
Yeah. I like to tell people I spent the first 18 years of my life trying to figure out how to get out of town here and spent the next 10 years trying to figure out how to get back. So I went to a college at UW Eau Claire, and my wife and I moved down to the St. Louis, Missouri for a few years, and then we moved back up to Milwaukee and lived in Wauwatosa, 65th and Blue Mound in Tosa, and decided to come back in the mid-90s, wanted to get closer to family and be kind of closer to home as we started our family. So, and we raised our three kids here. And I like to tell people the experience I had growing up here in the 70s and the 80s is very similar experience to what my kids had growing up later. So it hasn't lost that small town charm and feel. And kids today are getting kind of that same experience that Trig and I had back in the 70s and 80s growing up in town here.
Go ahead, Trig.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know, it's a good pivot to something that I rely on you quite a bit for. You know, you were on the school board, then you got off the school board, then you got asked to go back on the school board. You and I talk about education all the time and, like, how important that is. And, you know, I'm constantly, in part because I do this show, you know, Todd and I get a lot of calls about education and some of the challenges.
Yeah.
And I talk about you quite a bit, like, because it's hard in a world where people are wanting to divide, you know, to be playing a central role in something that, quite frankly, is the underpinnings of this community.
Right. Well, we have a very supportive community of education, obviously, with the university here, and we have a great public school system. We, you know, face our challenges, funding challenges, like everybody else in the state. But
well,
talk about that.
And I, honestly, you know, and you know this. When I was working in Tommy Thompson, you know, world, we came up with a system to try and, you know, revenue caps and all the rest, trying to address some real problems that were happening. Talk a little bit though, and law of unintended consequences.
Right.
I say that to you all the time. Talk a little bit about the challenges River Falls has, because River Falls is now a suburb of the Twin Cities, and yet from a school funding standpoint, right. it's not. It's considered
Minnesota
a rural community where we were.
Obviously, Minnesota has a different funding formula than Wisconsin, so we're competing for our staff with Minnesota, which can be a challenge. But the funding formula is pretty outdated. It was set back in 1993, where the funding rates for each district were set. The baseline was set and has really put those districts that were more a little bit fiscally responsible back in the early 90s and the 80s and the 90s, put them kind of behind the eight ball. As time has gone on, we've just gotten further and further behind. So we have a district that's a neighboring district of ours that last year was getting $1,500 more per student than our district is. And we've made up for that. We had a referendum that we needed to pass to help with the operations of the school district, and we passed that luckily. So a lot of school districts have had to face that, and really more and more over time, because as years have gone on, it's become more and more of a challenge for school districts to keep up in the state. They do what they can. They send the money, but they're really pushing it back. People want local control, and so that's really where they're putting the ball in our court to say, okay, you want local control, then go to your taxpayers and ask them for the money to support the schools. And so for ones like us, where we were really lucky to have our operational referendum pass, and if you'd have told me 10 years ago that we were going to be going to an operational referendum, I would have said, you're crazy. We don't need to do that. And I was not a supporter of it at that time. But just as time has gone on, it's just become more and more clear how we fund our schools needs to be addressed, and just hasn't been at this point.
And pick up Mike, if you would. By the way, we're talking to Mike Miller here, one of Trigvy's good friends here at the 50th Annual River Falls Days in River Falls, Wisconsin, but involved. Are you currently on the school board right now then?
Right.
Are you
back I'm
on
the treasurer. I'm the treasurer. Yeah, I was on it. First elected in 2009, was on it for about 10 years, and then got off in 2019, right before the pandemic. So I can't imagine what board members in the districts around him.
It's part of what makes that great is his dad, Big J. Mm-hmm. Big J was on school board too.
Wow.
People here who come back to River Falls, they have a commitment just like their parents did, like all our parents did. Mike was central to the youth hockey association and to the football. He still helped coach football team.
Yep, I do.
Talk to us a minute, because Trigvy and I hear this as we travel around different parts of the state. He said it, we call it the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. But I think our public schools are a large part of what makes Wisconsin great, because in these small and medium-sized towns, our public schools are our communities.
Right.
It's the local theater. It's the local athletics. It's, the academic math teams. It's where people gather from all different social, economic, political classes, and we come together as a community.
Right, yeah, very much so. If you go to any of these smaller communities around River Falls, the community pride they have in Prescott for their school district, and it's not just the athletics, it's all the other things as well, their plays and their musicals.
Well, and the bands that are going to be marching down the street. How many marching bands do you think?
I think they have six.
High school marching
bands. And so the pride that these small communities throughout the state take in their local community is great. It's a great place to raise a family and be a part of the community.
Yeah, it really is.
The thing at the end of the day is these people aren't, they're not wearing red and blue caps. They're wearing Wildcat gold when they're in town.
Right. And green and gold caps.
And green and gold caps.
Although we probably have a couple of purple and
yeah,
we
you
do
have. Gold. We got to be careful.
We're a split. We're
people.
A mixed.
Gary, you're
we're
not
a
you're not a Viking fan.
Right.
No, I know. So all right. So our second guest here. Yeah. We have Gary Lubick, who literally is the River Falls Citizen of the Year. Gary and Mike and I were all classmates. We've known Gary forever. And actually, one of my favorite stories, Gary, is years ago, I posted on Facebook, this is how River Falls works. Chris By and I were down in Johnny's, and we posted on Facebook because we were kind of lonely. We were the only two people there. We posted on Facebook that we were having beers at Johnny's. Anybody want to come down? 10 minutes later, Mike shows up.
Huh?
10 minutes later, Gary shows up. And the next thing you know, we had a full-on party going on. So Gary is Grand Marshal of the parade.
Congratulations.
First of all,
thank you.
Gary,
yeah.
Tell how you ended up as Citizen of the Year. I'm not surprised that's the case, but tell a little bit about how you
I guess a friend of mine nominated me for all the fundraisers I do, my work with Legion, my support of the Falcon football, high school everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I can't make it to a game, I'm watching it on YouTube. I'm posting score updates and everything like that.
Yeah.
And they, Megan from the chamber here called me and said, well, do you know so-and-so? And I said, yeah. Well, she nominated you for Citizen of the Year. Would you accept the nomination? And I said, sure.
That's awesome.
I think that's just great. Because what, like we were talking, you know, with Mike, our high schools, our public schools are so much of our community, and to have you as a community person be involved in that. I mean, those kids have to love it when you come and show up at their games and post stuff about it. I mean, you're keeping track. You're keeping people together.
Yep.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So for years, and Gary is one of our favorite people, another friend of ours, high school classmate, Molly Roski. Molly Lee at the time. Gary worked for her for years. She's principal at a school. Gary worked at the school, and she is such a fan because Molly and I, you don't know this, Gary, but Molly and I had lunch a while back, and we got talking about you. And she's like, Gary shows up every day, and these middle school kids put a smile on their face.
That's awesome.
Nice to all of them.
Gary, what's your favorite of all the things you do here in the community of River Falls? Can you pick out one or two that you just really enjoy doing that has led you to be named Citizen of the Year?
Supporting our veterans.
Yeah.
Supporting our veterans is a big thing for me.
Yeah. And did you serve yourself?
My dad did.
Your dad did.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know firsthand that. I'm sure you heard from him what it was like, and you're out there and helping them. And as Trigby and I cross the state, you know, almost every community has some form of a veterans memorial, and I think it's so important to pass those stories down to younger generations so we know that freedom isn't free. There are people, men and women, who gave their lives or time away to live like we do.
Yep.
What's your favorite part about River Falls, Gary? Does it surprise you that River Falls is my favorite place in the world?
No. I would have to say the community.
I love this place.
The community, how it welcomes people here without, you know, batting an eyelash.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are pretty welcoming here.
Yep.
I say to people all the time, like, you know, and my daughters, you know, when my daughters come back from D.C. area with me, they don't even want to, you know, they don't want to go downtown with me because I run into people and we stand and talk for 45 minutes. You and I, Gary, that has happened, right? Yeah. And, like, that is something that, you know, living somewhere else, it just isn't that way in other places. Yeah. But you run into people, you're just happy to see them, you know.
Gary, what's your favorite part? Have you been here for all 50 years?
I have. I was 6 years old when this started.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. So you've seen it all from number one to 50. What are one or two of your favorite events for River Falls Days that you look forward to every year?
Right now, I'd have to say it's a pulled pork dinner. You can get out at the Legion for before the parade and during the parade.
Look at that. Putting the plug in. I love it.
Scoop is the pulled pork at the Legion. Right? So pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Actually, I was out there this morning with the guy helping him cook the pork.
Really?
He started at 5 o'clock this morning cooking the pork.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. This is why you're the Citizen of the Year, man. Yeah,
it's true.
I mean, getting up and being there at 5 o'clock in the morning to do the cooking, being the Grand Marshal, keeping track of stuff for the school district and the kids. I mean, you've committed yourself to the community, and without people like you, the community isn't going to exist.
Yep, and now, Trigga, I don't think if you know this, I'm over here working out at the school district.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Well, which is awesome, right? If you can help me figure out how to convince my wife to come back here, I'd be all about that.
And Mike can attest to this.
Yeah.
After every home football game, I'm downstairs right where they come in and congratulate them on a win.
Yeah.
Wow.
And help hand out the chocolate chip cookies one of our secretaries makes. So homemade cookies for the football team after every game. So.
Right. That's what's so special about this place.
Gary Lubke, Citizen of the Year, Grand Marshal. Lubick, sorry about that. Gary Lubick, Citizen of the Year here at River Falls, Grand Marshal of the 50th Annual River Falls Parade. You can be and watch him in the parade at 6 p.m. Tomorrow on Friday. Get here early to get a good seat. Congratulations, Gary.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you making time for us today.
Not a problem.
And Mike, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you're doing with the school district especially. But it takes people like you who say, I'm going to move back and make this place even better than where I grew up for my kids and the next generation. So thank you and your family.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for coming this week.
Oh, we really
Thanks
appreciate
Thanks for hosting it. Me. Yeah, Scoop and I, you come to the beer garden tonight, you might get to meet Gary, Scoop and I drinking a few.
More from the Kinnickinnick River here at River Falls, the 50th Annual River Falls Days. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live on location at the 50th Annual River Falls Days. River Falls, when you say Wisconsin, you've said it all. Speaking of bands there, the great University of Wisconsin marching band at UW-Madison. So true, isn't it? When you say Wisconsin, you've said it all. Mr. Zomers back at the World Headquarters. Great job on the music there. Along the Connecticut River, if you're watching on the live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, or they call it X now. We like the Craig Ferguson example of Twix. I like that a lot. It's a beautiful day here, River Falls. Sun coming out in between the clouds. You can see the live stream. We're right here by the river and here at the Chamber of Commerce and City Hall. It's a great day. And Trigvy, you talk to those two guys, Mike and Gary. I understand why you want to get back here as much as you can.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, it's just home. Yeah. Right. And, you know, people like Gary and Scoop, they're people that we've all known each other our entire lives. And the thing about it is, you know, whether you're having a lot of success or you're having a bad day, not much success, people don't care about that. Everybody, right. You know, when you've known people that long, they love you for who you are. Yeah. And it isn't about what you do. And there's a whole lot of places that aren't like that, Todd. And sometimes, you know, I say this all the time, and we've really tried to highlight this. Wisconsin is a really special place because the communities across Wisconsin are like that. You know, people look out for each other.
Yeah.
You know, our friend who had Gary was always working as the custodian at her schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like... and helped him end up back here because that's what he wanted to do. Like, people just look out for each other. And most places, a lot of places aren't like that. Where you're from in Richland Center is like that, you know?
And I think the more that, and this is why I love getting out across the state like this and community after community, big, small, large, we find these commonalities. Yeah. And I think that, again, Madison or Milwaukee are great places. We've been there too, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little bit like on a national level, as we know, you know, you say inside the beltway at D.C., that people never get out across the country. I think there are sometimes media types and others who are always within the belt line in Madison or always in downtown Milwaukee and never venture out. And again, not Milwaukee. We've done the show from South Milwaukee. We've done the show, obviously, in Madison. Those are great and important parts of what make Wisconsin great, too. But it's not just those two large cities. It's the entire state. And when you get out around it, you find out these commonalities that we all have in common.
Yeah. And, you know, like when it comes to government and what they want from government, like I sometimes think, you know, people from Milwaukee and Madison maybe don't understand people up here. You know, they're less. Yes. A lot of them vote red. A lot of them. Slightly smaller amount blue, but you know, in a place like River Falls here, it's a little bit more sort of even. And you know, whereas Milwaukee and Madison are seen as voting more blue, but people up here, what they really want, they want government to solve problems, and they want government to primarily stay out of the way. because they're self-reliant and they know they can rely on each other. But there are some real problems, and some of them are laws of unintended consequences, and that dysfunction sometimes, like Mike was pointing out, it's part of the reason why I wanted to get him on the show. Problems like that with schools, you know, we saw this with Mike Johnson and Jim Schmidt when we were over in Eau Claire, right? Our schools are the cornerstone of all these communities. There's a cornerstone of Milwaukee and Dane County.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
And there's some problems that this dysfunction just isn't solving. And quite frankly, both sides have some blame to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I also think that sometimes, you know, the two political parties don't spend enough time trying to, on the Republican side, trying to understand the problems of Milwaukee
right.
or Dane County. But it's also true that sometimes the Democrats don't spend enough time trying to understand the problems and what people up here want. And that's why you have a state where right now, you know, most of the Democrats are from those two counties and most of the Republicans are from others. And then you got places like River Falls that can swing between the two and have moderate people like Shannon Zimmerman in the state legislature. That needs to change.
Yeah. I think it's important to note for those, again, if you don't know exactly where River Falls is at, it's not Black River Falls, which is south of Eau Claire. It's River Falls, which is to the west of Eau Claire by about an hour or so, as we have the great city crew of the street sweepers coming by here at our outdoor location. That's what you might hear in the background here. But they're keeping the streets clean. They're doing a great job getting ready for River Falls Day. So you might hear them in the background. Yes.
I think they're about to sweep our path behind
Well, maybe not. We'll see.
Okay, good.
Might get a little loud here, folks. We apologize, Mr. Somers. An unplanned appearance by the Great River Falls Sanitary and Street Department. They're doing a great job.
That custodial crew.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. We got a couple of minutes here, Trevi. Let's tell folks now. You challenged Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8. He joined us at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair yesterday for our time in Chippewa Falls. And you said, hey, after the show, let's go to the water. Hang on 1 second here. Yeah. we had less interference at Volk Field with F-35s.
All right, they're leaving us now. The streets cleaned up. Honestly, like, how small town is that, right?
I know, it's fantastic.
You got to get the streets cleaned up because you got the big parade tomorrow. You wouldn't. That's such a Scandinavian thing. My mom would clean the house if she thought people were going to show up.
Oh, mine too, absolutely. Yeah. My grandparents too. Yeah. But so you challenged us this water race. We went down.
Disaster for me. It was rigged.
I think it was rigged because he said that the guy running the carnival booth, he said only these three are working. So he put us there, and he had us. We have video documentation. I didn't get it posted last night. I'll do it today. And we played this game, and the buzzer went off. And instead of horses, it was like a column that went up the more that you put your water into the target.
Yeah.
And mine kept going up. Kreitlow's, it was a tough race between Kreitlow and I. Yours barely went up. And at the end of the day, I was declared the winner of the water race. And thank you very much, Mr. Somers. I chose a stuffed dog or cow. It was a cow. And we gave it to a kid nearby. And then as we're walking away, the carnival vendor attendant came running after us with a big stuffed, I don't know, snake or something, and gave to Trigvy because he said, as it turned out, Trigvy's gun wasn't actually working.
Yes, it wasn't. It was not working.
So it was, in fact, rigged.
Yeah, and all the grief I was taking from Pat was, like, not cool.
It was not cool, but
I'm going to get Pat back here in a few minutes because we've got somebody coming on who is professionally known Pat for his entire career.
Well, fantastic. In hour two, we'll look forward to that. Your sister may be making an appearance as well.
You know, I just realized my sister, I sent her a link. She's watching yesterday's show. She's like, you should have eaten the taco.
All right. Stay tuned. Hour two, on location of the Kinnickinnick River here in River Falls. It's the 50th annual River Falls Days, the all-ball show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We build up to the RNC MKE 2024, and we bring you the latest Trump outrage, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.